doctrine. Now, the word Abaddon, it says that in the Greek tongue his name's Apollyon, but in the Hebrew tongue it's Abaddon. Now, the word Abaddon does not appear in our English Bible anywhere else, but the Bible is telling us here that Abaddon is a Hebrew word, right? Well, if you go back to the Hebrew Bible, you'll see the word Abaddon over and over and over again. And basically, Abaddon means destruction. And if you look up in the Old Testament, there are many times that God sends a destroying angel. Like, for example, if you remember, there's an angel that's standing with a drawn sword over Jerusalem when David sins and numbers the people. Then there's an angel that's going to destroy Jerusalem. Or also there's the angel that God sends at the Passover, this death angel that's going to kill the firstborn of all the Egyptians, okay? So this particular angel, Abaddon or Apollyon, is an angel that God uses throughout the Bible to carry out judgments and destruction upon the wicked. And that's what we see here. So don't let anybody fool you into thinking that Abaddon or Apollyon is a wicked angel, or that it's a fallen angel, or that it's Satan. No, this is one of God's angels that carries out his will